Today's episode of Rob is a Podcast is sponsored by TrueCar. When you're looking to buy a car, you want to make sure you're getting the real pricing on the actual inventory. Unfortunately, a lot of times that's not the case. People can configure a car online only to find out that that car is not available when they go to the dealer. With TrueCar, you get the real pricing on the actual inventory, not just pricing offered by TrueCar, pricing offered from the actual dealer. Not just any dealer, a TrueCar certified dealer, a carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency and offering you the actual factual competitive market price. With TrueCar, you can see what other people are paying in your area for the same car you're looking for. Now you'll know what a fair price is so you can feel confident. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by the TrueCar certified dealer network, and there's over 13,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. You'll work directly with a TrueCar certified dealer contact, and TrueCar users are more likely to enjoy a faster buying process when they connect with TrueCar certified dealers. TrueCar users also save an average of over $3,000 off of MSRP. So when you're ready to buy, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey, everybody. I'm Rob Sesternino back again to talk about the week's most interesting news stories on the internet's most trusted web show about the news, News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right, everybody. We are back once again with the News AF team to get into all of these stories submitted for your approval or submitted for our approval by you in our News AF Facebook group, Group AF. And here we are, just days away from the first ever Salt Lake City RehabCon. Here we are, first with a man podcasting from an undisclosed location, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm so good.
So good.
Yeah. Well, I'm always good.
All right. You're always so good, or you're always
well,
just
good? I'm always just good. Sometimes I'm so good. Bergen's trying to break the door down to get in here so she can hang out.
I always tell people that if you want to live through a zombie-like experience, just have kids. Mm-hmm. They're always trying to get at you.
It no matter what room you lock yourself in, they're clawing at the door.
They have that relentless drive like a zombie. Like they're putting their fingers under the doors.
Yeah.
It's a real zombie-like experience.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about my weekend.
Oh, go ahead, Rob.
No, I find that I have like a pile of granola bars, and I just am like, here, get away from me. Get away from go. Take this. Get this.
Take all my food.
Yeah. They're just like, bar. Here, fine. Yeah. Go away.
Take all of it. Everything. Here you go. Well, Bergen just likes to play. So, like, she wants to jump on the trampoline. She needs me to hold her hand. She wants
Hey, don't talk about Rachel that way, Tyson. I'm not going to stand for that.
Jumping on the tramp?
Yeah, that's not appropriate. That's not appropriate language, Tyson.
Trampoline.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, I'm so embarrassed now.
So I went to the Willie Nelson concert on Sunday.
That's an opener.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And he left the stage because he was too, well, so he was playing and he wasn't that great because he's 86.
Yeah.
So you know, what can you expect? But it was we got to see him before he dies and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we go and see him. Halfway through his set, he just like gets on the mic and is like, okay, I got to take a break. I'll be back. And he walks off stage. And his band just keeps playing for like 10 minutes long. And then a spokesperson comes out and says, Willie asks that the band stops playing. So they stop. And then the spokesperson gets on the mic and is like, first of all, Willie's really appreciative that you came out to see him. Secondly, he's not coming back out, but he's okay. So show's over.
Hmm.
And everybody's kind of like, what? So then kind of people were – some were upset, but most people were like, yeah, he's 86. What do you expect?
Yeah.
And a few thoughts went through my mind as I Googled and found out that he had done this like two or three times previous this year. One, have a hologram ready.
Oh.
Yep. Good
like
idea.
If you're not – if you can't continue, do like a younger Willie Nelson where he's in tune and – the timing is correct and guitar playing's on and everything. That'd be amazing. Or number two, Casey Musgraves, who opened for him, who I wasn't familiar with until I listened to her. And she was actually pretty good. have her band waiting in the wings to jump in and cover a few Willie songs if he disappears. Yeah. Or, and this is my best thought, he threw his cowboy hat right before he left the stage. He threw it into the audience. And I was like, right as he left the stage, I was like, I got to get that cowboy hat. If he dies backstage and I own the last cowboy hat Willie Nelson ever wore, millionaire status again.
Yeah.
So how are you going to get it back? You were going to fight someone for it?
No, I was going to offer him money. I couldn't find him. I kind of, me and Rachel wandered around and I kind of kept my eye out for who had it, but they were up like in the super expensive seats right on the stage. And I was like, you know, upper middle class section.
They deserve those. They deserve the hat. Yeah. So much for a seat.
I think $400.
Yeah. You know why he said he left, right?
Yeah. He said altitude sickness, shortness. I don't doubt that it was shortness of breath, but it wasn't altitude sickness. It's because you're 86 years old.
And you've spent your whole life smoking weed.
Yeah. And singing.
Mm-hmm. And singing. Yeah.
The two worst things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised you wasted some money on that show, Tyson.
It actually wasn't bad. It was, I've wasted more money on worse stuff.
Okay. All right. So it's not there at the bottom of the list.
It's not at the bottom of the list. I'm glad I went. Like, I got to see Willie Nelson. I saw him. It was cool.
Yeah.
Like, he looks exactly like I always expected him to.
Tyson, how much were you prepared to offer for the hat?
I had $600 cash in my wallet.
Damn.
I would have started with $300 and worked my way up. But the hat looked cool from a distance, but I don't think it would have fit me because he's so teeny tiny. So if it would have fit Rachel or me, I probably would have offered all the cash in my wallet if they would have taken that, if it was a cool enough hat.
You were that sure? Money's not an issue for people with seats like that, Tyson.
Yeah.
You're going to have to offer something else.
And yeah, but what if somebody bought them tickets, or what if it was, you know, I don't know.
Wow. Okay. And you were that confident that Willie Nelson was going to kick the bucket, or you just felt like that the hat was going to be cool either way?
The hat was going to be cool either way, and if he kicked the bucket, it would just up it in value.
No, can't kill Willie Nelson off.
No, he's not going to die. He's not going anywhere. He walked off like he kind of shit his pants, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm thinking my grandparents are all around his age.
Yeah.
And none of them are in, like, tip-top shape.
No.
The ones that are still alive.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough at 86.
Yeah, it is tough.
My grandmother is 88, and she recently said, yes, she's 88, but people think she's 87. So,
oh, ooh. Wow. Yeah. As a joke or for true?
That's what she said. And my mom asked her, who thinks you're 87? And she said, I do. Okay, well, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. You're not fooling anybody.
People think I'm 87. Who thinks that? Me.
Yeah.
That's
good. You know, we haven't even introduced the eye in the sky, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you this morning? Not as good as Tyson, probably.
But better than Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, minus all the money and weed.
Yeah, I think he has some financial problems. He hasn't managed his cash. Yeah.
Which might explain why he's on tour at 86.
It definitely explains it.
Right. Kelly wants to know, Willie Nelson or Keith Richards, who's going to live longer? You guys want to go on the record on this, Willie Nelson or Keith Richards?
Willie Nelson, but I think Keith Richards.
Yeah.
He has so many drugs in his system, he's basically preserved his body.
He's a walking mummy.
Yeah, he's like those monks that take slow doses of arsenic or little doses of arsenic to preserve themselves over time. So when they die, their bodies don't decompose. That's Keith Richards.
Wow.
I'll say Willie Nelson lives longer. I feel like that Willie Nelson has more of an operation around him trying to keep him up and running. I'm not sure about the Keith Richards entourage.
There's people behind the curtain at a Willie Nelson with like pumps and
right.
Oh, yeah. That's IVs. The other thing. That was my other theory, was he ran back there to take an ice bath, get a full body massage, a shot of cortisone, and a shot of adrenaline straight to the heart. That's kind of like, I was like, they're going to just like on Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Just stab adrenaline straight to his heart, get him back and going, and he's ready to go.
Yeah, I think he has more infrastructure around him. All right, well, let's get into the top stories. Danny,
wait.
Yes.
I got a camping spot reserved in Idaho straight in the line of sight for the solar eclipse.
And for Nibiru or whatever.
And for Nibiru
once
to come
Nibiru,
down.
Rears its ugly head.
Yeah. So I'll be front and center for that, Instagramming all along the way so I don't accidentally experience it firsthand.
Yeah, unfortunately for you, Tyson, there have been numerous articles saying that phone services will be down in some of the most heavily trafficked areas for the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you,
so Danny, you won't be Instagramming crap.
Well, after the fact, just record it.
Yeah. Later.
Danny, can you explain how this is going to work? So the eclipse is coming up. What is it, Monday, Tyson?
Yeah, Monday in the morning.
So
Monday morning.
If we are not in the trajectory, is anything going to happen? Are we going to?
Yes.
What are we getting, Tyson?
Where Danny and I live, we're going to experience about a 4/5 of a full solar eclipse.
Yes.
So still pretty good, but you're not going to be able to see much with the naked eye. It'll probably get it a little bit dimmer, but not a lot. A fifth of the sun is still pretty bright. Mm-hmm. And so you'll need to experience it through glasses. You in LA, you're probably less than that because the trajectory is kind of like swoops upward from the south up to the northwest. So I'm thinking you maybe are going to be like a half to, you know, 3/4 somewhere in there. So
what about in terms of like time zones? Is the eclipse happening simultaneously across the whole country, or is it the kind of thing where it starts on the West Coast?
And I don't think it's quite simultaneous because the moon and the sun are both moving constantly.
Okay,
well, the sun isn't moving, but the Earth and the moon are.
NASA has got some jets that are supposedly going to follow it across the U.S. So that it probably indicates that it does move.
Okay. All right. So we will see all of the coverage coming up on Monday and how to follow what's going on there.
If Nibiru doesn't get us by then, maybe the projections are wrong and it hits immediately after the solar eclipse. Yeah.
Forgot to carry a one.
That'd be
you carry.
That'd be terrible. So this past weekend, as part of the lead up to the RehabCon coming up next weekend in Salt Lake City, after Tyson gets back from the solar eclipse, again, assuming that Nibiru doesn't end the world following the eclipse, we'll be all together in Salt Lake City for this year's RehabCon. And tickets still available at RehabCon.com if you want to come out and see us. But as part of the lead up to that, we covered the Emoji movie after it had gotten some unfortunate ratings from critics across the country. And we covered that. That is up on robiswebsite.com. But Danny, we have another Emoji story to discuss this morning.
Contrary to what the movie would have you believe.
Yeah.
Emojis are dangerous to use in certain circumstances. Well, we all know
that. True?
Yeah. The movie had a real pro emoji agenda, I would say.
Big Emoji dumped a lot of movie. I think someone on Twitter used the term Big Emoji.
Yeah.
And they dumped a lot of money into that movie to get us using them.
Yes. And so a new study reveals that using smiley faces in work emails portrays low competence, a study finds. Tyson, is this possible? Is this right?
You think only in work emails? I avoid emojis all the time, but like I'm an exennial.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Yeah, so emojis aren't my language, but I avoid them all the time specifically because they are not my language. I'm the type of guy who when I text, I still use punctuation. I still use capital letters. I still spell everything correctly. And does that make me old? Probably.
Here's the problem. Emojis have been described as one of the fastest growing languages.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God damn. I got to learn this language, huh?
So it is the language possibly of the future, but people haven't embraced it. That's why this article comes about. They did a study where people used or were asked about the use of emojis in work emails, right? Mm-hmm. And they did it where it was you used an emoji or you use like a picture of yourself smiling, you know, like an actual picture. And then they were asked which was more effective, you know, the emoji or the picture of the person himself smiling in the email, which would be weird.
Yeah.
If I sent you a picture at work of me smiling, that seems like that would be just as weird as an emoji. I might prefer an emoji, but the people in the study did not.
Yeah. Well, I think there is some logic here. I feel like that the emoji is really part of the language of the informal or the casual, whereas the business email, I feel like, is still very much in the world of sort of like the written word and the professional, whereas the emoji really sort of is making that at a much more informal and off the record level, Tyson.
Yeah, I agree. That's all I was going to say. I was just going to say, yes, I 100% agree.
But the reason they looked at this study is because the younger generation are using more emojis. Like for us, it seems almost like a no-brainer. Don't use this in a work setting. But the younger generation who use it all the time leading up to their first or second job, they don't understand the boundaries and the awkwardness.
I think we can all agree that the younger generation is more stupider than us.
Yeah, but that's what every older generation thinks of the younger generation.
Yeah, they do. But we also know, our generation, that the older generations are more stupider than us, too.
Again, also something every previous generation has thought, well, the generation above them.
Yeah, but that is fair. That I have seen some people, some studies out talking about how that the Generation X is the only hope as the baby boomers and millennials wage war.
Yeah.
Generation Xennials. X, yeah, and the Xennials, we might be the only people that could say, you know, broker truce, because the boomers and the millennials are just at each other's throats right now.
Do you think the new Star Wars movie, The Only Hope, will parallel our existence as a Generation X?
Yeah. Yes, because the baby boomers and the millennials both think that they're the most important generation that's ever come along.
Mm.
Whereas the Generation X, I think, has more self-loathing.
We hate ourselves enough to understand.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. We're not trying to vie for the title of greatest generation.
And that's where I think we're Xennials. Because I also feel like we're the greatest generation that's ever come to pass. So maybe that's the millennial part of my existence, whereas the Gen X, I'm also a realist.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is with this study is that you're seeing a clash of two different generations or worlds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys, what do you think is the most used emoji?
Meh.
No. The world's eggplant. Most used emoji and Oxford's Dictionary's Word of the Year was crying with laughter.
Oh, LOL.
Yeah. Well, just the emoji
that's
crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's laughing and crying because it's laughing so hard that it's crying.
Yeah.
I've never even used that, but it was actually named Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year. And if the dictionaries are accepting the emojis, well, then we're just out of the loop if we're not willing to jump in and start using them ourselves.
Hold on. Now, is that like the dictionary in the emoji movie, Danny?
No.
Different dictionary?
This is a real world.
Yes.
Wow.
IRL.
Okay.
And what's kind of funny is that while we watched the emoji movie, Danny was crying and laughing at the same time. He was laughing so hard.
I was mimicking the emojis. I'm really tied in with the digital representation of emotion.
Yeah. Although the emoji crying with laughter, that was not a very big character in the movie. I don't even know if that guy even had a cameo.
Well, maybe the other emojis are kind of sick and tired.
Yeah. Maybe he's getting his own spinoff like Han Solo.
Yeah, he's getting his own movie. I'm sure that Sony is working on that movie right now.
He's too big of a character. Wait. We can't waste him in the regular emoji movie.
So Han Solo's getting his own movie?
Yeah, where have you been, Tyson?
Seriously, Tyson, even I know that.
How much makeup are they going to put on him to make him seem
It's a young Han Solo.
Now that makes more sense.
Yes.
So it's not Harrison Ford with his stupid earring.
No,
but if Willie Nelson can be out there playing music at 86.
Yeah.
No. just because one old guy can do it, all old guys can do it. That's incorrect, Danny. That train of thought is so backwards.
Tyson, you need to break down the walls and barriers of ageism, because eventually you will be that age and you'll be pissed that you're not getting all the roles that the hot young stars are getting on podcasts. So
that is
when they make the Young Tyson movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where every podcast is just a string of emojis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have like a butt plug that sends you zaps to make sure you feel the emotion appropriately.
Oh, no. Okay. That sounds awesome.
Oh, no. Danny, do you think that the Han Solo movie is going to start with an old Han Solo like Titanic? Talk about,
remember the time that I went and made the Kessel Run in 100 parsecs.
I remember when I first met that Wookiee.
Yeah.
Do I look pretty young with this earring?
When I first laid eyes on that spaceship,
Calista, come over here and change my colostomy bag.
Okay, guys, seriously, though, let's not make fun of old people, because one day we'll be them. We need to support old people in doing whatever it is they're doing.
I like to think old people love our jokes just as much as we'll love millennials' jokes about us when we're super old.
Right. Unless they come up and invent the cure for aging by the time that we get old. But I have a feeling that they're probably going to come up with that. Like, we're probably right like the last generation that's going to get old.
That dies.
And then the next
generation to die.
That will be so upsetting, by the way.
We won't know.
There's lots of things that enrage me, like videos that play without my consent on when I open up a web page. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. But that'll be nothing compared to how mad I'll be when, as I die, I'm looking at the TV in the hospital and it says that the cure to age
and death
has been discovered, and death has been discovered. I will be so upset to think that my children won't have to die.
Yeah, well, they could at least like keep on like telling stories about you.
Yeah, like, it was gross.
And we have this podcast that, as long as the internet doesn't ever change, will forever live on.
Yeah, so we have that. We have that. Okay, let's talk to some other stories going on at this hour. Stephanie sent us a story about how there's going to be a Cheetos restaurant opening up this week. It's called the Spotted Cheetah. It's going to be in New York City for a few days, and we'll have a full menu of cuisines incorporating Cheetos, tacos, meatballs, and even desserts featuring Sweetos, which appear to be a sweet version of Cheetos.
Yeah. We've all had Sweetos.
Yeah. Tyson, who is this for?
I don't know. Chester the Cheetah, maybe?
Like, I'm curious to know, will there be a line out the door for this, or will nobody be in this restaurant?
Those are the two. Out the door.
Yeah, I think there'll be a line out the door, but those are the two options. Because I think it's going to be it's going to be hilarious. That's the idea, is that people are going to go get their Instagram photo there. They're going to be like, ha, 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 look at how gross we are. And then that's going to be it.
Already sold
out.
Sweetos.
We've had Sweeto Cheetos.
It's sold out?
Yep. All the reservations have already been taken.
And a waiting list. See?
And you can get on a waiting list, but good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we
Rob,
know?
Do you think we should make the trek out there?
No. I'm not interested. No, thank you. I'll pass.
Dude, you are so Gen X right now.
Yeah. I am what I am. That's so. Okay. Is it really full, or are they just saying it's full, Danny?
Oh, that's a good tactic.
Yeah, it's a good tactic to say that it's full, but the problem with that is that eventually the people who do get in will tweet an empty restaurant. Mm-hmm. And so it's dangerous to say that it's full if it's not.
No, because you have people signing up for the waiting list.
Oh, everybody in the waiting list gets in. I feel like it's too big of a lie, and you're only hurting yourself by saying that it's full if it's not.
Yeah. That's the Spotted Cheetah available from the 15th to the 17th. If anybody is going by there, snap some pictures and let us know. It's in between Franklin and Broadway. That's where the Spotted Cheetah restaurant is, 211 West Broadway. So if anybody's over there, please let us know what that looks like over there at the Spotted Cheetah.
I just have to point out that Cheetos marketing department must be the most, they must be doing so much coke and speed, because they were always cranking out stuff.
Yeah.
So you think that they go on these retreats with the writers of South Park?
Yeah, and they sort of coke off prostitutes and just have a wild weekend, and then they come up with these ideas.
On a vision quest.
These harebrained schemes.
There's the CEO of Cheeto is like, he's just, they're a department unto themselves. They could do whatever they want.
Yeah.
They're the wild, wild west of marketing.
They have unlimited budget.
Nothing
corporation seemingly ran by millennials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be because they are constantly cranking out stuff. Think about how much we talk about Cheetos, and that is an indication of how hard they push to do new ideas, whether it's designer clothing, new flavors, a restaurant. Honestly, I'd like to meet these people and see if they're just totally wired.
Yeah. How much money a year they're losing on this plan? Like, is anybody buying one extra bag of Cheetos because of any of this?
That is the ultimate question, right? I want to see a correlation between the money spent on all these wild ideas. Yeah, and the
Cheetos sales will be out of business next week.
Yeah, Cheetos are a timeless. You're either going to get Cheetos or you're not. It has nothing to do with whether or not they open a pop-up restaurant in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know personally, I only eat Cheetos in one form. I don't eat Cheetos anywhere else, and there's no amount of advertising that would make me buy a bag of Cheetos and eat it. I only eat Flaming Cheetos when they're in bags of Munchies. That's it. Never again.
In bags of Munchies, what do you mean by that?
So they sell
the munch packs.
The munchies.
Mix, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like sun chips and pretzels and Cheetos and Doritos all mixed together. That's the only time I eat Cheetos, and no restaurant is going to make me go out and buy a bag of regular Cheetos.
Yeah. See, I never buy Cheetos, but if they are at a barbecue, I will get them there and eat them.
Okay. So, but you won't spend your own money on Cheetos.
I don't usually buy them, but I will eat them. If they're available.
And again, I'm more of a cheese doodle guy.
Yeah, that's very Canadian of you, I feel. Is that East Coast? I don't even know where to buy
cheese. Yeah, I don't even know what the heck a cheese doodle is.
Yeah.
If the older generations eat the cheese doodles.
Like they came out during rationing of World War II.
Yeah.
They're like stuck around.
They're like deep fried silly putty because they invented silly putty. And they're like, what other applications can we use for silly putty?
Yeah.
And
like, we've got to send all the lard to the soldiers. Let's make these cheese doodles that don't use any precious resources.
All right. Well, Lancelot sends us a story not to be outdone by what's going on with Cheetos, that Taco Bell has a new invention called the Firecracker Burrito, which will feature an unusual ingredient, Pop Rocks. Now, Danny, I'm sure you were hoping for ghost peppers to get you ready for when you were going to...
Yeah, ease into it, build up that tolerance.
Yeah, when you were going to do a funnel of ghost peppers at the RapCon. But no, Pop Rocks...
Whoa, look at that picture. I've never seen anything that looks more like toxic waste.
Yeah.
And yet I do want to eat it.
You would eat it.
I think I would eat it. I love Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Do you love Pop Rocks? What flavor is the Pop Rocks? Are they refried beans flavor? Are they human fecal matter flavor? I feel that would complement the burrito well.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they're flavored. I think that they're saying it's popping crystals.
Mm. So it's not even Pop Rocks brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
It may just be popping, but not exactly the official Pop Rocks.
I like a good crunch to some of my food. Like even if you put like the Fritos or the Cheetos in a burrito or something, that's pretty good. So does this give it even more crunch?
I'm not sure, but I don't like the direction that we're heading with the food between the rainbow frappuccinos and stuff like this. I feel like that in 10 years, food won't even be edible.
So, Rob, I'm looking at Taco Bell's stock. Right?
Yeah.
Because they're also one of those companies that have just been doing some crazy stuff to get attention.
Okay.
And it appears as if their stock has been, over the last year that we've been reporting on all of Taco Bell's wacky ideas, it's been doing a slow climb.
All right, well, let's go out to our financial expert, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, are you saying buy Taco Bell?
Let's see how far it's dipping, because I think you have to buy it when it's at its all-time low. Let's see. I'll search for it in my Robinhood app. Taco.
It's called Yum. No. It's owned by Yum.
Yum.
Yeah. Yum Brands.
Yum Brands.
Yum Brands. What do you think, Tyson?
I think it's going to dip more.
Okay.
Oh, it's actually high today. You definitely don't want to buy today.
Do not buy.
But here's the thing. Is it high today because they announced the pop rocks?
Yeah, investors.
Let's see.
And then
dude,
I just...
It's on a slow incline, right? You said an incline. It's going up?
Yeah, it's going up.
It's I'm going up.
I'm looking at the entire year.
Yeah, in a 1 year, it's increased over 20%.
Yeah.
In a week... It's gone up 3%. That's way better than any bank account you'll ever find. Mm-hmm. In a day, it's up 0.3%.
So all those people who are snorting coke in the marketing department at Taco Bell, probably, you know, they're seeing dividends.
Yeah.
They're seeing efforts. A lot of dividends.
Yeah, so this is interesting. So, all right, so now I feel like that nobody is talking about this on the level that we're talking about this stuff. So because again, nobody wants this stuff, but does Taco Bell come out with Pop Rocks burrito because it gets covered in the news and then that helps the stock? And so the investors are happy, but this stuff is coming on because nobody is saying like, oh, I need to go out and eat this, but because is that where the Cheetos thing is coming from? Is this all just like, is the board saying like Cheetos millennial marketing department, get out there, we need to get the earnings up? I mean, who owns Cheetos? Frito-Lay?
PepsiCo owns Cheetos from what I can tell.
Yeah.
They haven't seen as much success, but, and also remember it's tied into all their other products.
Right.
So it would be hard. We'd have to do an in-depth analysis if we wanted to find out how it really affects PepsiCo's stock. I mean, it's up today, it looks like.
Yeah, they're up.
So that might be due to the Cheetos restaurant opening. People are going crazy.
What should we be doing? So do we need to get we get the people telling us what crazy fast food trends are coming, and then should we be buying that stock also at the same time, Tyson?
We have to do it before, like insider trading. We have to have somebody on the inside being like, hey, we got a cool thing coming out. It's going to be cray. And then...
So will the kid at the drive-thru window be able to give me insider tips?
No, but he can sell you weed. That's what we've learned on this show.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I wonder if that inversely affects your stock. If Papa John's got hit hard Papa John's or Papa Murphy's, when they found out they were selling drugs to the drive-thru window. Mm-hmm. I mean, those types of stories would be interesting to do a comparison. Yeah, see if the stock fell when you get like a Burger King... fake news story or whatever. But I mean, look at this. Taco Bell's doing something right. Taco Bell is probably carrying Yum Brands on their shoulders,
right,
marching towards profit.
Right. So now next time it's like, oh, wait, Domino's Pizza is letting you have a plastic surgery while you wait for a pizza? Oh, okay. bye.
Yeah, but like Tyson said, you have to get the inside scoop before the announcement is made.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, if we have any of our listeners that are out there that have that are working at these establishments and like, oh, hey, we got this poster for the the fried chicken and waffle cone at Baskin Robbins. Okay, like, we've got to put the poster up on Tuesday. They haven't said anything yet. That's when we know to move.
Yep, we need that. We need an insider. Take all your money. You guys are all investing in cryptocurrency. You need to take it out and put it in fast food.
Put it in fast food, Tyson.
False.
Tyson, I'm not dispensing quality financial advice. I'm just shooting stuff out my mouth, all right?
I know you are, but cryptocurrency, Bitcoin hit over $4,000 a coin. Mm-hmm. 4 years ago, it was $10 a coin.
Mm-hmm. So if you have $4,000, you can get one coin, which doesn't sound like a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
depends when you got it. Yeah,
unless that coin goes up to $100,000 in 5 years.
I'm going to invest all my money into asteroid harvesting. That's where I'm putting all my money.
You're harvesting asteroids?
Mm-hmm. No, asteroid harvesting could, from what I read, it could destroy the economy because it could bring back so much gold that it's going to make gold worth less than dirt.
So that's where I'm putting all my money. Screw your Bitcoins that live in the fake digital world.
Why would you do that?
What?
Sounds like Which it would part? Destroy the economy if you harvested asteroids.
Well, no, it'll destroy your economy that you live in. But
why? The asteroids, the cryptocurrency
oligarchy
is going to be the most valuable thing once gold is just everywhere.
Well, if I own at least a percentage of the asteroid they bring into orbit and harvest, then I'm going to be basically a king.
No, because be you're worthless. Assuming that people are going to keep buying gold. But once there's so much gold.
But there's more than gold. I mean, if you look at things like nickel, there's tons of precious metals in asteroids. So not just gold.
But they won't be precious once they get a ton of it from the asteroid. The They're precious because there's not that much of it.
There will be a short window, right, where people are sucking the asteroid dry before it destroys everything. And in that short window, I'll amass enough money to buy a mountain, arm it, and live on top with my robot servants.
But can you pay the bills after the there's such an influx of precious metals? They're going to have to do like a blood precious metal type deal. Like you saw the movie Blood Diamonds, where there's actually a stockpile of diamonds that they're keeping off the market to make diamonds worth more.
Danny's going to have to go to the asteroid and smuggle back a bunch of the precious metals
in his bolt hole.
Yeah. And then that's so he'll be ready.
Or he can bring a whole asteroid back and then hide it in the mountain where he's going to live, and then dig up a little bit at a time as needed.
That sounds pretty easy. Should be able to bring the asteroid down to Earth without anybody noticing.
Okay, good.
Check that asteroid. Okay.
Yeah, just bring it down during the solar eclipse.
Everybody under the cover of darkness. I mean, this is...
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I think we are onto something. I'm telling you, 1 week from today, we're going to talk about another wacky heist happened during the solar eclipse. This time in Idaho, somebody stole thousands of dollars in camping gear while everybody was looking at their phones and fixated on the eclipse. Some bandit made off with thousands of dollars in camping gear and vehicles that were abandoned.
Here's what's ironic.
Actually, yeah, that's true. We should.
He's going to use the camping gear to post up and see the eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah,
it's full circle. Everybody's reading the news on their phones about the eclipse. He steals camping gear to see the actual eclipse on next Monday.
I'm surprised we haven't come across a Taco Bell marketing scheme involving the eclipse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would they do it?
Nobody's really jumped onto that. Like a black.
They already kind of did the double decker.
The all black taco.
Oh, and you could also celebrate the rugby team from New Zealand.
Yeah, but they could call it the
all black edition.
Yeah, the all black taco. Just dark black, the darkest dark.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they probably have that in Japan.
Yeah, that's true. It definitely have the black hamburgers.
Yeah.
Okay. That was they were getting ready for the eclipse.
I guess. Probably.
I don't think they can see it. Yeah, I think it's just
they prematurely eclipsed their hamburgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to see it in Japan. Maybe the very northern part of Japan will get a little they won't see it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they can come over here. Tourism is going to be way up for the eclipse. All right, before we get to our next story, let me just mention that Podcast One has a partnership with A&E, and they're promoting some of our stuff. We're promoting some of their stuff. And, of course, A&E has the groundbreaking series Leah Remini, Scientology in the Aftermath. That's back for season two, Tuesdays at 9 on A&E. Danny, are you going to check this out?
Yeah, I'm always interested in seeing what other cults are doing.
Yeah, well, Leah Remini, she left Scientology. She had a bad breakup with the Scientologist, Tyson, and they're going to follow her and see all of the shocking stories of abuse, heartbreak, and harassment experienced by those who left the church and spoken about their experiences there.
Sounds like an unbiased, not disgruntled at all portrayal of a church.
An honest approach.
Yeah. I'm kind of hoping they get back together.
Yeah, this might be.
Like, so? Basically, like maybe the whole storyline of Leah Remini, Scientology in the Aftermath, is not going to be unlike the story of Leah Remini and Kevin James. That they were together, then they were apart, and then back together again, Danny.
Well, that's the reason to watch right there. Will they get back together?
Yeah. So check it out. You can watch.
Stay away from Kevin James.
No, or maybe the Scientologist ultimately.
Or maybe the Scientology church, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe not all bad. I guess you have to watch to find out. Season 1's available on the A&E app. So check that out. Tuesdays at 9, 8 central on A&E. All right, New York Post reported this week about a very scary story that's going on. Now, Danny, you've already gone on the record that mass transit is something that really is not appealing to you.
You should avoid it because every time I'm – okay, first of all, when I ride a subway, I try not to touch anything.
Yeah.
Okay. But sometimes the situation demands that I grab onto that pole. Or something.
What?
The metal pole, Tyson.
Yes.
Metal pole.
I thought you were getting taken advantage of, unbeknownst to you.
No. Well, I would be taking advantage of the pole. But anyway, I grab that pole and instantly do like a small retch because it's so greasy. It's like slimy. It's disgusting to touch. I should really wear gloves. But then
too many people I'll coming slowly... from that Cheetos opening.
Yeah, but if I did everything that was necessary to protect myself on the subway, I'd become one of those weird people that others take pictures of on the subway. Like, look at this guy. I've got like gloves and a surgical mask.
Well, that's why when it's winter, nobody would think anything of it.
Yeah, that's true. But in the summer, if I'm wearing like a trench coat, a surgical mask, and gloves, like
latex gloves, right?
I'll get a seat every time, maybe. But I'm gonna look weird.
Well, Danny, to tell you what I do on the subway.
Oh boy,
we get on the subway. If it's crowded, I start talking about how bad the bed bugs have been in my apartment.
Yeah,
and then immediately, like, just people spread away from you as you're like, yeah. And then the exterminator said that there was too many to get rid of. So I've just been like sleeping in a pile of bed bugs for the last month. And then everybody just like slowly spreads away from you or scrambles. Yeah. And if that doesn't work, you can mention lice too, because those are the two things that people in close proximity to you are afraid of.
Yeah.
Or explosive diarrhea.
Yeah. That works in any crowd if you mention lice or bed bugs. Like anytime people are up in your personal – yeah, if they're up in your personal space, tell the person you're with about how bad the lice and the bed bugs have
been. Does this qualify as a life hack story?
It's a life hack.
More of a lice hack. Yeah.
Yeah, lice hack.
So the New York Post is reporting that there is a new phenomenon happening in the New York City subway system where
solar eclipse.
Well, more of a lunar eclipse, I guess, in some ways. So that women are reporting that they are on their smartphones and there are people that are trying to airdrop photos to them. And when they accept the photos, they are lewd photos of people performing, sexting type activities. And Danny, people are not impressed.
No, here's the problem. Why did you accept that picture
from
a stranger?
Right. That was a tell. Don't do that.
Thank goodness Android is protecting us.
Yeah. Mm. I mean,
also. Why is your phone set to everyone? That's the other issue.
Oh, let me check. Oh, Android stock is way up as Apple plummets after this story was announced.
Oh, no. So, I mean, is this the modern day version of flashing, Danny, where you go into a crowded place and then try to airdrop naked pictures of yourself and see who accepts them?
Yeah.
It's much safer. And it's more voluntary. Sobbing.
Right. Yeah.
Because if they hit accept... I mean, aren't you, if you are accepting a message from a stranger, you're not completely innocent of receiving a dick pic.
Maybe that logic is also the same as, well, you were dressed that way.
Or you were in the park and I was in the park and I took my pants off.
Yeah.
I mean, it was your fault for being in a public space.
Now, nobody should go around trying to send illicit pictures to anybody else, but... I bet there is like a lot of anticipation of you're on that subway train, you're watching the reaction, like, who just opened that picture? Who's okay, she got it. I could tell, like, because they don't know who it was from, but you just see somebody like some sort of like a terrible reaction to their phone, like, oh my god.
There's no way to There's no way to find out where that picture came from.
How would you know? How would you know if you were in a crowded room? Who sent you?
Well, they don't. It's not attached to a phone number or a phone or something.
Well, I mean, you might be able to sort of like after the fact go back and like trace it to a specific phone through forensics. But in terms of like being in the room with somebody, you wouldn't know who the person, the actual person was.
I use AirDrop all the time. And
so we found out who it is.
So likely suspect.
But the problem is, it said if your phone is named or your computer is named, it will tell you that you're receiving a photo from Danny's phone, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure that these guys, these digital exhibitionists,
masterminds,
they're probably changing it, you know, to like either nothing or you're receiving something from
grandma.
Grandma, you're on the train.
I think that this is what we need to do to fight back. We need to name the AirDrop thing Starlet's Sexy Naked Pictures.
Right.
And send it to all the dudes. And then they open it and get a face full of eggplant.
Yeah. So
I think that the solution to solving this terrible, terrible crime is pretty simple.
Yeah,
if you don't know the person, don't accept it.
Well, just Danny, like almost- here's the according to the article. So, a woman, I'm not sure if this is a man or a woman. Frankie, 35, got off a train at Penn Station when an invitation to open Eduardo's picture and the preview photo was a man's junk.
Oh, even in the preview. Yes.
So his profile picture is a penis. Yes. Which is actually a great way to make sure that people get double donged. The profile picture and then the picture itself. It's like, you've been double donged.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Wow.
Yeah, that come on. I mean, we have to be, first of all, just change your settings to contacts only. All right. Everybody listening, turn off everyone.
just turn off, only. Just throw the phone away.
Yeah. All my stuff is set to contacts only, friends only, contacts only, all that.
Yeah.
It's the only way to go.
Be careful.
Well, I like to live dangerously, so I go against my advice, and it's set to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've double-donged yourself how many times?
Yeah.
I can't double-dong myself, but I don't go out often enough among strangers to get anything exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. All right, RapCon. You can any if you want.
Don't. Yeah, I'm gonna get Tyson. I'm gonna take a picture of my butt and AirDrop it to him.
I have an Android.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm gonna get you one of these days. I'm gonna try it on Nicole and see what happens.
My phone is actually just my smartwatch. I don't even need my square phone other than to watch YouTube videos.
Do you think that if you double butted somebody, is that less offensive? The double butt. The profile picture's a butt, which is kind of funny. And then
well, it depends
the
on how goes. Much back set.
And then could you apologize? No. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I butt airdropped you. I did. I'm like, wait.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
It's like, no, it was an accident. I just butt airdropped you.
My phone. It malfunctioned. I don't know.
I butt dropped you.
They'd be like, why is your profile picture your butt?
That was an accident. I just sat on my phone.
Some people only recognize that part of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A butt model.
Yeah, most of my coworkers only recognize that part of me. Yeah.
I'm a real prankster. They've only ever seen it on the Xerox machine. They know. They recognize.
Okay. One other story to talk about that there is a new hot jewelry trend this summer. Tyson, it's called crotch jewelry, and it is a crotch charm, which is not unlike a necklace, but with a charm on both sides. A little bit of the Tata towel philosophy going on here. And it is designed to be worn through sort of like the bottom of the crotch of a bikini so that there is sort of like dangling jewelry which a woman can attach to her bathing suit bottom.
Well, men already have
attach it too.
No, men don't have to. We already have dangling jewelry.
Yeah.
This is art imitating life.
I thought maybe Michael Phelps was one of the designers.
Yeah, I think you could do it on a Speedo. There's no reason why you couldn't have this jewelry, Tyson, if you desire.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Or you.
It's called Beach Tale, and it can be ordered through beachtale.com. Danny, are you interested in some dangling Swarovski crystals?
Whoa, there's Swarovski crystals?
I believe so.
That's nice. That sounds really nice. I wouldn't mind sprucing up that area. It's an area that doesn't get a lot of attention.
You want to dry out the eye, definitely.
Yeah, I want to draw the eye down to it. I'll have to do some waxing in anticipation of the jewelry.
So this is the more legal way to kind of airdrop to somebody's face your crotch.
If you dangle some diamonds and draw their eyes down there, is it really your fault?
I worry that this is going to catch on something. I feel like that, you know, there's a lot of wicker furniture in the summer. I feel like that there is a very strong chance that your beach tail crotch charm is just going to be caught on a chair, and then you're going to stand up and have no pants on.
That's just one of the, you know what? Fashion comes with risks. Okay. Yes. Nip slips. Like dong exposure, all those things happen when you're living on the edge, the fashion edge, Rob. So if you're not willing to accept these risks, maybe it's not for you.
Might not be for me. Tyson, are you potentially interested in this?
No, it's a little bit too much. It's like Johnny Depp and his bracelets. It's like the effort that it would entail to like put this on every time you're going to the beach or whatever. And you're just like, it's just one more step.
You know what we should do? Let's take this to the Slotharium. Why don't we do braided armpit hair charms?
Okay.
Wouldn't that be kind of nice? Like you could get someone to braid. You know how people have beard jewelry now?
Yeah. And they also, the girls are dyeing their armpit hair different colors.
Yeah.
Well, what if I've got pretty good manly armpit hair. Why don't we create some kind of charms, a couple charms you put in your armpits? That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
I feel like that would get irritating.
When it rubs together, it will definitely hurt, but that's worth it.
So that's just the price. Fashion isn't function. So you're going to have, I'm going to put charms in there. I'm going to put some bells. It's going to be so cute. Mm.
So Danny is now going to have charms in his armpit hairs at RapCon.
Okay. While I eat ghost peppers
with his crotch charms on. And airdropping, getting airdropped pictures from everyone.
Danny, you should get a ghost pepper charm, and then for every ghost pepper that you eat, then you can commemorate it with a charm in your armpit hair.
I'm going to go to
like a Dothraki warrior. Right.
Yeah, and maybe I can have one of those Red Cross charms for every time I have to go to the hospital to get my stomach pumped from the ghost peppers.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, pumping my stomach, if it's full of ghost peppers, is probably the wrong way to approach
on the
ghost pepper OD.
That's how you can get them out?
Yeah. I think what you got to do is you got to pump your stomach through your rectum.
No, I think what you have to do is be put into
that's a human centipede, Tyson. That is not the right way to go.
You don't think human centipeding him with a victim?
I think I need to be frozen until they could come up with a painless solution for extracting ghost peppers in the future from my stomach.
Right, when they invent the cure for death.
Oh,
my goodness. Yeah.
You could be patient zero.
Yeah, I really like that. What's wrong with him? Because they'll have me next to Walt Disney in my cryo chamber, and they'll be like, well, this guy is a billionaire who has a disease that he's waiting to find a cure. This guy has ghost peppers in his stomach. He was frozen until we could find a way to extract it painlessly.
Well, that was the only cure for a ghost pepper overdose. It's so hot, all they can do is freeze the body at that point.
Yeah, and then just wait until the aliens give us the technology for extracting that painlessly.
Wait until all of the ghost peppers lose their potency in the freezer.
Why did the aliens give us ghost peppers if they weren't going to give us a cure for ghost peppers?
That we don't know. We'll have to wait for the Han Solo movie to find out why.
So many questions, guys.
Yeah. Okay. They'll be answered.
Yeah. All right. Maybe we could. That's what's on the asteroid, Danny, that you need to go and bring back the cure to the ghost peppers. The antidote is on that asteroid.
You just have to eat a whole bunch of gold.
A bunch of heavy metal.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound healthy.
Nickel. Nickel is the antidote.
Yeah. Scandium?
Right. Yeah.
Good.
I think Ethereum is the antidote, Tyson.
Scandium does sound like a spice. So maybe that's the solution. It sounds more food-like, scandium. Sprinkle a little scandium on your eggs.
All right. Well, Danny, what's going on in the bolt hole?
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it.
Like it.
I think you're gonna feel you belong.
That's good enough.
that
great song though.
It kind of, yeah, it makes my brain short circuit a little bit. Not sure what's going on there.
But the bolt hole
song? That's what it's designed to do. Bolt hole
song, yeah. It's like, is that Tyson? Wow, dude. He could have been an 80s rocker for sure.
Sure.
Like without a doubt.
Or at least a Darius rocker.
I did upwards of 10 takes on that, Danny.
That's pretty good. That's actually not that many. Guys, I've got a story here for you that all of you will appreciate. It's not a story of redemption, but at least the guy feels bad about what he's done, right? A lot of us go our whole life never regretting a thing, right? Because we've lived a perfect life.
Yeah, right. Usually when somebody apologizes to me, I say, no, that's okay as long as you feel bad.
Yeah, or if someone apologizes to me, I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. So this guy is apologizing to all of humanity.
Oh,
And makes you wonder, like, how many dick pics you'd have to send to make an apology that large. Well, he didn't send any. What he did is he came up with the idea of those complicated password rules, like where you have to use a capital and a symbol,
right,
and a letter and a number. The man who came up with that is finally apologizing 15 years after the fact.
Finally.
Yeah.
Why?
You would think that he would, with all the hacking going on, that he would say, see, I told you.
But here's the thing. Research has shown that his rules actually are easier to hack than if we just use complicated phrases like that girl, like horse, donkey, cart. It will take a computer 500 years to figure out those types of phrases.
He blew it.
His rules. It says here in this thing that the computer can usually break the code with his rules in 15 minutes. Whereas if we used long phrases that were of gibberish, or not gibberish, but long phrases using words, it would take 550 years. So what he's done is he's given computers the ability to hack us much easier. And he said that when he came up with the rules, he didn't really know what he was doing. He wrote some random paper called NIST Special Publication 800-63 Appendix A. And that document is the one that dictated password requirements. And it's all because of Bill. Of course, his name's Bill.
Thanks, right? Bill.
Bill Burr. He's now 72 years old. I don't know if this is a deathbed, confession, ask for forgiveness type of situation, but he regrets it. Mm-hmm. And he regrets it super hard. And you know why? Because he has to live with his own rules.
Yeah.
And by the way, passwords are the world's worst thing ever.
Ever?
Worst thing of anything, Danny.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know how often I forget passwords? First of all, I have, a million passwords? I'm not allowed to use the same words. And then whenever I create one, I have to follow these rules. And then I forget it because I don't write it down. It is just... Why can't they just draw blood or take – I don't even care. Honestly, it's as bad as them testing to see who I am by jamming a needle in my eye. That's the equivalent of trying to get passwords to open up.
Well, eventually when you have the vending machine microchip, it's not going to matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll implant whatever. I'll put whatever.
Or the beehole scanner.
Yeah, right. I'll do that.
But Danny, you don't think this was all part of like the step one, invent a thing that makes you have to, get the most complicated passwords that nobody can remember. Everybody gets frustrated. Nobody can get into anything. Step two, offer a microchip that gets implanted into your body for everything. It's like, just microchip me. I don't care how many microchips. I just need to, just fine. So you got to make it so unpalatable that people actually wanted the microchip.
It's one of those things where Bill is apologizing beforehand for the really bad thing.
Right.
But he's using the kind of like the common thing as a cover. But what he's really apologizing is for Big Chip's next move, which is to implant stuff into my neck, which honestly, I don't care. You want to implant stuff, just put it wherever you want.
Mm-hmm. You're pretty veiny, though. What if they accidentally hit a vein?
Well, I mean, I've lived a pretty good life.
freeze me up and put me next to Walt Disney.
Yeah. Until you have the ghost peppers.
Fill me full of ghost peppers and microchips and then freeze me.
But I just want Bill to know that I don't accept his apology. Every day.
Was this Bill
week,
Gates that did this?
No, Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr. Mm. I don't accept your apology, Bill. You've made my life a horrible life. In
Bill Burr, the comedian?
Nope. Nothing funny about this guy. Sadness.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the first thing I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Right? Now, guys, this next story, it affects us all because all of us smell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I smell. I'm sure you guys, I've never been able to
capable
catch your
of smelling
scent,
or yeah, or we have an odor.
We all have an odor.
Yeah.
We know that, right? Because we live with ourselves. Mm. Although I feel like I don't really recognize my odor unless I'm sweating really, really bad.
Yeah.
But supposedly you have an odor all the time. And the odor, a lot of people make judgment calls based on your odor. Right. Like women might find you attractive. Pheromones. Yeah. It's pheromones. A study of pheromones, right? And olfactics. So there was a study, and this is on NPR, that women like the smell of guys who eat a certain diet.
Okay. What is that diet?
Okay. Tyson, what do you think that diet is?
Okay, I think, that Tyson has been summoned somewhere else for a moment.
Oh, the internet has summoned him because he got too close to the secret.
Yes.
Of passwords and the chip. Big Chip has cut off his connection.
All right. So, so what's the diet, Danny?
Well, if you were to guess, Rob, what would you think was the diet?
I think that what diet would a man need to eat for women to be attracted?
Yes.
I think venison. I think venison and quinoa. I think that that's like the staples.
Okay. All right. Well, turkey. What items should a person not eat?
Asparagus.
Asparagus. I call it asparapiss. That's my joke with my wife. I honestly have no idea how asparagus goes so quickly through the system. What is the science behind that? We should be researching it because it is like using quantum physics to get through
coffee
my body.
Too. Coffee.
It is crazy.
Coffee will do that to you too, and large amounts of garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So, what you should eat if you want to smell attractive
to women:
vegetables and fruits. That's like a no-brainer, right?
Yeah. And meat.
No, here's the thing: carbohydrates make you smell less appealing. Okay. But meat is a neutral.
What's fruit?
No, fruits and vegetables make you smell appealing.
The fruit's a carbohydrate.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. Look, they specifically say refined carbohydrates.
Okay.
Sorry, Rob.
Sorry.
Refined carbohydrates give off a less appealing smell. And here's the interesting thing. Meats will make you smell more, like you will have a stronger odor, but you won't necessarily be more or less appealing. It's more neutral.
So if you eat a bunch of fruits and then some meat, that will make you smell stronger like the fruits?
Yeah, or the fruits will kind of come out a little bit stronger and draw in the ladies. So you don't need all that expensive cologne. You just need all that expensive fruit.
I mean, this makes sense to some degree. Right? Okay, so fruits smell nice. You get shampoo that smells like fruit. I think that all makes sense. And then, you know, these processed carbohydrates, like if a guy smells like really like weedy, I feel like that's probably not ideal. Like something
like weed, like marijuana.
No, like wheat, like grain.
Grainy.
Wheat and yeast,
like hops, like
right,
beer.
Hops. Yeah, I feel like that's not necessarily. I feel like that doesn't really carry well.
So beer and cigarettes.
The article also says there's a common misconception where people think that they're going to smell like the thing they eat. So they think if they eat garlic or onion or certain meats, pineapple. Yeah. But the truth is your breath might smell like that thing, but not necessarily your sweat.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry if you love Indian, which I swear every time I eat Indian, I smell like the Indian restaurant for the next couple of days, but that's not necessarily how it works. So fruits and vegetables, if you want to be attractive, refined carbohydrates if you want to repel people. Maybe if you ate refined carbohydrates on the train, you might be able to repel those people airdropping wiener pitchers. You know, you might get your own seat on the subway if you ate more refined carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. It could be a strategy. if you are kind of like a loner and you want to be left alone.
Okay. All right. So meat and vegetables and fruit if you want to smell good. Meat on some sort of a sandwich if you want to repel people.
Mm-hmm. Or just don't shower.
You think my relationship, this current state of my relationship is based on what I've been eating, all that wheat?
Mm. Oh, do you mean, like, what do you mean?
Like I'm just repelling everybody?
Mm. I haven't noticed a noxious odor when I come over to your house, Tyson. So you're not repelling me. But that could be because maybe I'm prone to refined carbohydrates. Yeah.
That's what Danny likes. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Danny. Excellent job on the bolt hole.
Just out there helping the single bros.
Yeah. Now, does the article say what women should eat to attract men?
No, it was a very sexist study.
Very just sexist study.
Attracting women. Yeah.
Okay. All right. More on that to come. Maybe next week we'll get the answer to that. Tyson, do we have any reviews from the News AF listeners?
Yeah, speaking of sexist studies,
oh boy,
we have LOL UGG Art Gal 2. Mm-hmm. Oh, she only gave us 4 stars.
Why?
If you have an hour and want to fill it with mindless male yapping, mm-hmm. give it a try. If you are female, you can look deep into the bowels of what these men think, what matters to them, what turns them on and off, and may even learn a few actual factual tidbits along the way. If it's a choice between a cell at Neiman Marcus and News AF, choose the cell. AF is archived. Enter at your own risk. It is better than fire ant bites.
I guess, but
smiley face emoji.
Yeah, that was not a great review, to be honest. That was
Let's be clear. We don't really tap much into our, female emotions. So I can understand why she would write that review. We're not very sensitive. Maybe we need to have like a sensitive.
Are we hashtag male yapping?
We could be hashtag male yapping. I feel like we kind of do the triple bro out pretty hard, but that's not our fault, right? We are who we are and we're three men, but maybe
I can't change my gender without an expensive surgery.
Right.
No, it's totally true.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a better one. Let's cleanse our palate a little bit.
All right.
Hot podcast 5 stars by Andy Man FRNJ.
Man. No more male yapping. Here we go.
Yeah. This is easily one of the best podcasts out there, almost as entertaining as the critically acclaimed The Emoji Movie. I am not only impressed by Rob Tyson and the great Danny Bryson's showmanship, but I also respect the three men's undying devotion to the success of the show. Would have given 6 stars if Danny would have stopped being such a wuss and eaten the ghost peppers already, but I know he's just saving it for RapCon. This is pretty much a given because if Danny does eat a ghost pepper at the 100th show, this would undoubtedly become the greatest podcast of all time.
Yeah.
No fact checking necessary. You're one ghost pepper away from greatness, Danny. Don't let us down.
So guys, let me explain the how I'm feeling right now, because I don't want to just man yap. I feel like I'm descending into the Mariana Trench and that the pressure is building as we get to RapCon.
Are you with James Cameron or not?
He's following me with his submersible, and I'm just sinking slowly with some weight. And I'm feeling the pressure all over about this ghost pepper. I've got 10 million pounds of ghost pepper pressure pushing
or
down.
Or 10 million listeners.
Mm. Yeah. So how am I going to do this? I'm going to look up some life hacks on how to eat a ghost pepper without dying.
Okay. I saw on The Simpsons, just drink a bunch. Line your mouth with a bunch of wax. So drink a candle and then choke it down.
That's a cartoon, but I'm sure the physics are all the same.
What if you ate gum physics after? Would that help?
If I ate gum?
Yeah.
Well, now I'd be constipated with the ghost pepper stuck inside my lower intestine.
But don't swallow the gum, Danny. What are you, a baby?
I thought that's what you were suggesting.
No. Just like chew it.
And in some ways, yes, I am a baby. So thank you for bringing that up, Rob.
Okay. All right. Well, Great stuff today here on News AF. If you didn't catch our review of the Emoji Movie, that is up on robinswebsite.com if you want to check that out. I've gotten a lot of rave reviews, unlike the Emoji Movie, very positive reviews for our recap. Yeah. People are asking for more movie reviews. Reviews Ooh. AF.
Well, Danny, your dream of watching the most terrible movie each month is coming true.
Yeah.
Luckily, it seemed, I just read something that said that Justice League might be a horrible, unwatchable movie. So keep our eyes out.
No,
for
there's
that.
Too many. There's too many like superhero stands that are out there that if you really come down hard on it, like there's nobody like that's like say like, hey, screw you guys. I love Emoji. Okay.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. Yeah. That's some dangerous territory.
Right.
To get
People
into.
Are too
I'm a
emotionally
fan of
invested.
Emoji till the day I die.
Yeah. I have been doing Emoji since I was a kid. I grew
yeah,
up
like
with
the
them.
Guy who has Miley Cyrus tattooed over all over him. This guy would have like all the emojis tattooed on his skin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, Nina just came up with a hack for you on RapCon.
What is it?
Just eat a regular pepper and people won't know the difference.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I mean, I would never do that. That sounds dishonorable.
Okay. All right. Well, special thanks to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the News AF podcast, who's traveling out this way this week. I don't know if is trying to get closer to position to see the eclipse over these next couple of weeks. He might be moving to a special location.
Or maybe he's getting ready to rob people.
Yeah. to pull off the great American heist of like just go like across the country and you know just take whatever you want during the eclipse.
Follow the eclipse across the U.S. and just fill your Sprinter van with other people's valuables.
Yeah, and then of course thanks so much to News AF intern Lita for curating all of the stories we talked about today. You can join our Facebook group, Group AF, to be part of the conversation and submit stories for the show as well on Facebook, Group AF. And of course, come out and see us at RehabCon for the first ever time that the News AF team will all be in the same place at the same time, able to notice everybody's natural sense for the very first time. You can come on out, smell Danny and Tyson and myself.
RehabCon.com.
Yeah. Should we blindfold
Danny,
people?
Blindfold people. Yeah. Rob, you only eat meat until we do this.
Okay.
Danny, you only eat carbs, and I'll eat just like a balanced diet of everything with a extra junk food.
Okay, but we have to do it like the study. We have to sweat into a t-shirt and then distribute the t-shirts and have people guess whose t-shirt belongs to who.
Okay. I was thinking we could just blindfold people and then have them stand next to us.
Mm. But okay. That would work. I think the t-shirts are probably a little bit more scientific.
Yeah.
But we could do that.
You guys all have your 7-inchers to wear, or am I the only one that's wearing a 7-incher?
It's your 7-incher. You're into 7-inchers. So I think just you.
What are you into?
all sorts of stuff, mostly airdropping double butts.
Cool.
All right. Have a good one, everybody. Take care. Bye.
We did it, guys.
We did it.